Dear students, this is about D block elements. Elements from group number 3 to group number 12 are combinedly called as D block elements. The elements of D block having partially filled D subcell of penultimate cell, either in atomic state or any stable oxidation state, are called as transition elements. Since in these elements there are one or two electron in outermost S subset, so they can donate these electrons and can form cations. Therefore, they all are metallic in nature. Zinc, cadmium, mercury do not have partially filled D subcell in penultimate cell, hence are not regarded as transition metals. However, being the end members of the three transition series, their chemistry is studied along with the chemistry of transition metals. There are greater horizontal similarities in the properties of the transition elements in contrast to the main group elements. However, some group similarities also exist. The transition metals, with the exception of zinc, cadmium, mercury, are very much hard. Their melting and boiling points are high because along with S electrons of valency cell, D electrons of penultimate cell are also participating in bond formation. In general, ions of the same charge in a given series, so progressive decrease in radius with increasing atomic number. This is because the new electron enters in a d orbital each time. The nuclear charge increases by unity. It may be recalled that the shielding effect of a d electron is not that effective, hence the net electrostatic attraction between the nucleus and outermost electron increases and the ionic radius decreases. The same trend is observed in the atomic radii of a given series. Successive ionization enthalpies do not increase as steeply as in the main group elements with increasing atomic number. The embalmment of n-1 d electrons in the behavior of transition elements impart certain distinct characteristics to these elements. Thus, in addition to variety of oxidation states, they exhibit paramagnetic behavior, catalytic properties, and tendency for the formation of colored ions, interstitial compounds, and complex compounds. The transition elements vary widely in their chemical behavior. Many of them are sufficiently electropositive to dissolve in mineral acids, although a few transition metals are novel, like gold, platinum. Of the first series, with the exception of copper, all the metals are relatively active. The transition metals react with a number of non-metals like oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, and halogens to form binary compounds. The first series transition metal oxides are generally formed from the reaction of metals with oxygen at high temperatures. These oxides dissolve in acids and bases to form oxometallic salts. Potassium dichromate and potassium permanganate are common examples of oxometallic salts. Potassium dichromate is prepared from the chromite ore by fusion with alkali in presence of air and acidifying the extract. Pyrolusite ore containing manganese dioxide is used for the preparation of potassium permanganate. Both the dichromate and the permanganate ions are strong oxidizing agents. Thank you.